In other news, Pakistan's president has visited a camp for flood victims during his first trip to areas hit by the deluge. Asif Ali Zardari has been criticised for failing to cut short an overseas trip when the floods first hit. Pakistan's government has also been under fire for its slow response to the country's worst humanitarian crisis. The floods have now affected 14 million people. Four Ugandan men have admitted to planning bomb attacks which killed more than 70 soccer fans watching the World Cup. Two blasts struck a restaurant and a rugby club filled with people watching last month's cup final. The four men arrested say they were motivated by religion. Bali Nine ringleaders Andrew Chan and Muriyan Sukumaran will today launch their final appeals against their death sentences for drug trafficking. The pair's Bali-based lawyer says his team will submit the appeals to the Denpasar District Court. 26-year-old Chan and 29-year-old Sukumaran are two of nine Australians convicted over a 2005 plot to smuggle more than 8 kilograms of heroin from Bali to Australia. Eight people will face a Melbourne court today charged with running a multi-million dollar heroin ring. Police and the Australian Crime Commission raided 14 Melbourne homes yesterday morning. They seized millions of dollars worth of heroin, cash and Crown Casino gambling chips. 21 people were arrested in the sting and police expect to lay more charges today. And three cases of a new global superbug have been recorded in Australian hospitals. The bacteria is the most resistant to antibiotics that scientists have ever seen. The bug has been blamed on an increasing number of patients travelling to Asia for so-called medical tourism. The World Health Organization describes superbugs as one of the greatest threats to human health.